And this is The Blend here on WDIY. Good afternoon, Seamus McGrogan here. I'm stepping into the studio to continue our Music Fest features here. Music Fest 2018, of course, going on all over Bethlehem. And we are welcoming bands who are performing at the fest into the WDIY studios for the 10-day run. And we are continuing that today. We have the band Honeysuckle. And we have the members of the band here, Holly McGarry, Benjamin Burns, and Chris Boniars. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
So you guys are performing tonight at the Red Stag Pub Liederplatz, which is at the Sun and Courtyard, for those who don't know. And we want to talk to you a little bit about your music and what you got going on, but why don't you guys start off with the song? What would you like to play?
Sure. This song's called It's Getting Late. It's off our self-titled album.
Okay, this is Honeysuckle live in the studio here at WDIY. Honeysuckle live in the WDIY studios. Sounds great, guys.
Thank you very much.
Honeysuckle is playing tonight at Red Stag Pub Liederplatz at 5 o'clock, and they've stopped in the studio here before their set, so thank you for coming, guys. And you guys are from the Boston area, correct?
Yep, that's right.
So I was surprised to learn, though, that you're not originally from Boston, though. You guys are actually from all over the country, really.
Yeah, not all of us are. I grew up in, I'm Holly, and I grew up in Idaho.
I'm Chris. I grew up on Long Island in New York.
I actually grew up like an hour south of Boston near New Bedford. So okay. Not in Boston, but close.
But close, okay. How did you all find each other? How did this band get started?
We all went to college together. We went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, and Ben and I were in the same orientation class, which was very lucky, and Chris and Ben ended up in another band together through some mutual friends, so yeah, that's how we kind of came together.
Great. And was there any bonding on mutual artists? Were there different musicians you both liked?
Yeah, Ben and I were big fans of Gillian Welsh, and I feel like we sort of bonded early on that, and Gillian Welsh and David Rawlings went to school at Berklee College of Music, which is kind of how I found it, so it was sort of fateful that he liked her music as well.
Yeah, and I know that you do covers of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, right? Mm-hmm. So was that another influence, another band that you listened to growing up?
Definitely.
Yeah, it was a staple of my high school years, for sure.
Okay. What I was interested in is how you kind of came up and found this music that you're playing now. And I read that you all came from very musical families, or at least families that encouraged music and exploring music. What was it like in your childhood homes? What kind of music was playing on the stereo?
My dad was a big Celtic musician, bluegrass fan, so he was always playing banjo and Celtic music and Irish folk music. My mom was like she played piccolo sometimes in like a reenactment Revolutionary War band,
oh.
Which is weird because she's Canadian.
Okay.
But she moved to Mass early in her childhood. And my sister was like, had a really good taste in music, played saxophone, and had a really good ear. So Joni Mitchell was always playing, Stevie Wonder, all sorts of stuff like that.
Oh, wow, the staples. Yeah, I can see that. Holly and Chris, were there any staples in your home growing up?
Yeah, not really many people in my family played music, but they all loved it. And I grew up on a lot of like classic rock. I remember getting to stay up late and watch Woodstock, and that was very revelatory. Not that you can necessarily hear that in our music. Maybe you can.
Well, there's a lot of music at Woodstock, so
that's true.
It's creeping in there a little bit, sure. And what about you, Chris?
My parents listened to a lot of Jimmy Buffett growing up.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett.
Mine, when I was growing up, they would put it on in the car all the time. And B-52s, nothing that really correlates to what I actually like.
But your dad was a musician.
Yeah, my dad still plays. I mean, he's like the ultimate hobby musician. He plays some guitar and some flute and clarinet and saxophone.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And you're all relatively young folks here. We're talking about 20, 24, 25?
Yeah,
nailed it.
Exactly. Okay.
So it's great that you're reaching back that far with the music. So again, we are talking with Holly, Ben, and Chris from Honeysuckle. They're playing tonight at Red Stag Pub Liederplatz at 5 o'clock. They're here in the studio. Let's hear another song. What would you like to play?
Sure. This song is called Something Worth Having.
Baby, please lay me down in the soil where I can sleep for a little while. I've been running so long that my skin's turned to ash and my heart's made of coal. My soul's made of glass. I'd like to go again to something worth having. Thank you.
my days are haunted by my nights. All I'm asking you for is a light to see by. Light to see.
Honeysuckle are live in the WDIY studios. Sounding great, guys. And that was another song by the band. They are performing tonight at Red Stag Pub Liederplatz. That is in the Sun and Courtyard. It's at 5 o'clock tonight if you want to go see them. It's another one of the free shows at Music Fest. All through the 10-day run, WDIY is welcoming in bands from the Music Fest festivities into our studios to give you a little preview. So Holly, Ben, and Chris are here. The three of you make up Honeysuckle. Why don't you go through and tell us what you guys are playing? And actually, I asked this as you're swapping instruments, but why don't you just let everybody who's listening know what exactly you're playing here?
Well, I was previously playing banjo, and I'm stomping on a kick drum. Stomping is a strong word in this context, but usually I'm stomping. And Holly plays guitar and banjo as well. We both switch off. Chris plays mandolin. He usually is going through a large, extra large 2XL pedal board for his mandolin, which surprises people usually.
Yeah, I was a little curious about your mandolin, Chris, because it almost looked like an electric mandolin.
Yeah, this is it's a nice looking mandolin, but it's a regular old acoustic mandolin.
It does have a pickup in it, though.
Yeah, it does have a pickup, but okay. I mean, so do the other instruments. But I play mine like it's electric. I basically pretend to be a guitar player.
Well, it's definitely working for you. Now, you describe your band as progressive bluegrass, and is that still a description that you like, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, progressive folk or progressive bluegrass, it's, you know, we don't really play traditionals. I mean, sometimes we play, like, one traditional at the end of our set. So we're mostly writing new music, but we're using the instrumentation of those genres, you know, of the bluegrass genres. So we couldn't really just call ourselves bluegrass. I think if people were coming expecting bluegrass, they would definitely be it wouldn't match their expectation.
Yeah, understandable. You want to give people an idea about what to expect a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure listeners know the Punch Brothers.
Yep.
And when they went on their first tour as the Punch Brothers, they were billed as like hot licking bluegrass or something. Mm-hmm. But they were playing like nearly like classical pop grass stuff, and people booed them. Like the best musicians on earth, they got booed. So, and it was all because of like the expectation.
Right, right.
Thing.
Well, it's good you're thinking of that, you know. But I think if people come out to see you, they're going to be blown away. I mean, so far what I'm hearing is great stuff, great stuff.
Well, thank you.
You're coming to Music Fest. Is this your first time at Music Fest?
It is.
Yes. Oh, great. And have you played festivals like this before? Where do you usually play as Honeysuckle?
We've played some festivals. This seems like maybe a little different format than usual. It seems like multiple venues within a town, as opposed to like we're usually out in some really hot field.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweating. So yeah, we're really excited to check it out.
Great. Well, we're happy to give you a reprieve from the heat for a little bit coming into the studios here. Let's hear one more song. What would you like to play?
Sure. This song is called Canary.
All right. This is Honeysuckle Live on WDIY.
And the windows
Honeysuckle live in the WDIY studios. They are performing tonight at Red Stag Pub Liederplatz at 5 p.m. So we want to thank you, Holly McGarry, Ben Burns, and Chris Blanias. Thanks for coming in. They're on tour from Boston. And we want to mention where to get more information on you. So where can people find more information on Honeysuckle?
Sure. If you go to honeysuckleband.com, you can listen to all our music. You can see our tour dates and things like that. And on all other social media, it's usually Honeysuckle Band. You can find us.
Great. And we want to mention you have a new music video that people can check out for Green Line. That is something that if people are interested in hearing more music, that's up on your website. Mm-hmm. So again, Holly, Ben, and Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And good luck on your tour.
Thank you.
And your show tonight at Music Fest. That's at 5 p.m. at Red Stag Pub Liederplatz. I'm Seamus McGrogan, and we're going to be welcoming bands in for Music Fest all through the 10-day run. And tomorrow on The Blend at 2 p.m., we'll have American Trappist from Philadelphia. So stay tuned here to WDIY for more great music.